Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Daily Brady Watch update. Tom Brady appears to be very emo in a post on Instagram, staring at the scenery in Miami, where he appears to be at some sort of a hotel or something, staring off into the distance, contemplating his future with the Miami Dolphins.
It says Happy Tuesday, and he's looking out at the ocean, and, you know, the sun does rise in the east. Uh-huh, and okay. So he's watching the sun rise.
We're going to get, how long is this going to go on for? We get a new post every day from every city where he might play, Curtis.
Can I firmly place this on the record with your approval?
Yes.
I am so out on all of this.
You are?
This is beneath you, Tom. Just stop. God.
He knows that it's going to get people talking, too. Saying Happy Tuesday, posting the ocean. It's like, yeah, we can clearly see or know that you're in Miami. Everything has tied you there before.
Mm-hmm. Is he wearing a black belt?
Yeah. Well, he already told us don't effing ask him. Yeah. He'll let us effing know when he gets ready.
Is the American public just really stupid? Do they not know that all of those questions are sanctioned by Tom before they're even asked?
I don't think so. I think a lot of people don't know that.
God, I mean, it just sounds so cringe.
Yeah, is he trying to poke fun at people constantly asking him? Or, I mean, is it? It sounded so scripted, and the dropping the F-bombs in it was kind of unnecessary.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
So
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
This reminds me of a woman who spent her whole life trying to be a princess and then being pissed about being a princess. Like, this is Harry and Meghan bemoaning their lack of privacy while having Netflix document their every move. Like, don't go on the effing Let's Go podcast that's in your name if you don't want to be asked about what you're doing next. Like, God, Tom.
He's, as Courtney would call him, I think he's a thirst monster.
Yes. Yes. But I think we all are. I think if you have any type of job that people, you know, want to hear what you have to say, Tom Brady being one of those main people, then you're a bit of a thirst monster. You know what makes headlines, so you do just that.
I think he knew he was going to ask him that. And I think he was trying to be a little bit joking with him. And that's why he said, whatever, you're scratching. Mm-hmm. And so I think the F-bombs are kind of like, you know, let me bust his balls a little bit. Knowing that he's going to ask me this question, I'm going to come off. So I think because he had a little giggle towards the end of it. But I mean, I always say, I think I know what players want to do. I hate the dragging me out, you know, way in. Oh, I got to talk to my, you know what you want to do. If you're married, you've been talking to your wife all year long.
But he doesn't have to worry about the family part of it.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, what is he contemplating?
Right now, do you believe that Tom Brady knows what he wants to do next year?
Yeah. I believe
that
he wants
Aaron
to play
Rodgers
again. Yes.
Wants to know.
He wants to win another Super Bowl, yes.
And Devin McCourty. Like, I think that all, even Matthew Slater, I think all those guys know exactly what it is they want to do.
Well, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers knows.
He has
knows.
To have another cleanse.
He needs to do some more psychedelics. I think Aaron Rodgers wants to, I think Aaron Rodgers wants to play elsewhere is what I think.
Right, but
I,
he but wants to play,
but I don't think the Packers are going to – it's going to be difficult for the Packers to allow him to
and
do that.
Greg, what's going on now with Tom? I don't have my phone because of the storm yesterday, but I just believe what you're saying about the Instagram post. Is the same reason why he can't quit, which is this attention, this world is all-encompassing, and it's everything about his life that he likes. And so if he stops playing football, then he turns into Gronk. Gronk is only relevant when he talks about what? Returning to play or Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So, like, Tom is obviously on a next level, but you're 45. You are double, in terms of Super Bowl wins as a starting quarterback, the next most guy in Joe Montana. You will never be caught, yet you can't let it go because you don't know. He is so fearful of the identity he will have the second he truly closes the door on his football career. And that's why he will do these things, and it's just beneath him.
It also will be interesting to see if this is it for him. He has to have it more thought out than the last go at it, because it was just so botched the way he retired and then came back. This time, I think he's probably saying, I got so much backlash with how I did it last time. I need to make sure that if I do it again, it's got to be right.
But doing what? Like, we all know, like, does Tom think every American football fan is stupid? We all know that. You're probably going to play and you're leaning towards playing, because what's the purpose of going through last year's retirement, the whole divorce thing, and then now you're kind of free and clear to do what it is you want to do to walk away from it? We all know that you're not going to walk away from it. So just come back out and go, listen, I'm looking for my 24th season in the NFL. I don't know where that's going to be, but I'm excited about the challenge that's ahead of me.
Some are suggesting that that's the Boston skyline in that photo.
Ethan, can we post it? Do we have it?
Yeah.
Let's try and get that. So
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't seen a beach like that in Massachusetts.
Maybe it's Hampton. Maybe he loves Hampton like Wiggy loves Hampton.
I do.
Well, Tom loves the beachcomber. Maybe he's getting ready for the Greg Hill show.
Maybe he is.
I'm sending it to Ethan now. I have never seen a beach look like that in Massachusetts. Ever.
So, is it on his IG? Where
yeah,
is
it's on
it?
His story. And then I see some people saying, well, he has a house in Miami. If you look up the house in Miami, this is not it. Hmm. The house in Miami sits almost on a canal. This is like open ocean.
Well, no big announcement coming from him until Super Bowl week.
Right, that is the Friday before the game.
There'll be a commercial during the Super Bowl that will mislead you as well.
Because that's what he did last year. We got the announcement like the week of the Super Bowl. Yeah, but it's like we know you want to play. We know that you're gonna still play.
Oh, that is local, I think.
What?
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Do you think he's here right now?
Yeah.
No chance. That is Miami.
No, because you could tell by the greenery. Like, no beaches around here have that, like, walking
There's
path.
Snow on the ground right now.
Yeah, that's true.
That is Miami.
You see those little walking paths?
I think
no
that's the Galley Diner, if you look closely.
Oh, maybe that's a topless beach on Nantucket.
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
Does Nantucket have, like, the little grass walking paths?
It does, yes, but it's snowing there.
They do, but there's snow.
Yeah.
That's Miami.
I don't know. I've never been in Nantucket, so I couldn't tell you.
All right. Coming up, by the way, we have a hot mic segment for you. It happened to be a discussion between Wiggy and Courtney on what I think was the most popular word. You know how the dictionaries tell you what the words of the year are?
Yes.
A little discussion, a little back and forth between Courtney and Wiggy on that particular word and what it meant. So we'll get to that coming up at 9:30 on today's show. But speaking of Courtney, here is what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Teen Malone. The Celtics' win streak came to an end in Orlando last night. 113-98 was your final. This game was without Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, and Marcus Smart. The real dagger came in the third when Jason Tatum left the game for a bit of grabbing on his right side. During that time, he was in the locker room. The Magic went up double digits. He explained what caused him to leave for a bit after the loss.
Yeah, I was just dealing with some pain in my stomach. Went to go to the back, just kind of get looked at. make sure I was all right. And, you know, ultimately I was and came back.
So it wasn't like ribbon or anything like that?
Nah.
Still no injury report as we get ready for the Celtics to take on Miami tonight in Miami. That's unlike Celtics PR. They're usually pretty quick on Twitter. I don't know if it's because it was a back-to-back, but still waiting on that injury report to be released. The Bruins are also in action tonight in Montreal. Puck drop at 7. Shime, you're betting on this one, not the Celtics?
Yeah, I'm gonna bet on the Bruins tonight. It's a heavy price you got to lay, but I will lay the puck and a half. That puck line bet on the Bruins at -130. I'll take the Bruins.
All right. And if you're just waking up right now, big Patriots news. Bill O'Brien is returning to New England. Adam Schefter broke the news that he will be the new offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach. So a homecoming for Bill O'Brien. And the NFC and AFC championship games are set Sunday at 3. We've got 49ers and Eagles in Philly, and at 6:30, Bengals and Chiefs. No neutral site needed. That's going to be in Kansas City. We'll have the play-by-play for both of those games right here on EEI. So listen on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app. And that was brought to you by the lawyers at Teen Malone. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 34 degrees outside, afternoon high of 41, getting snow tomorrow, 3 inches or so, and I just got two sources saying that Brady is at Carson Beach in South Boston. So, very interesting. Don't know what he's in town for, but keep your eyes peeled on that one.
Hopefully he has his phone covered. There was a real issue yesterday with phones getting wet and some meteorologists losing contact with the world.
Well, I was very interested to see that Jeremy Reiner was ensconced in the warm Channel 7 studios as I was risking my life at Castle Island to cover the storm.
Well, that's how you do it. Eyewitness News, Curtis.
Yep.
You're right there on the scene yesterday.
Boots on the ground.
All right. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio for whatever the reason, you can stream it every day at WEEI.com. You can also download the Odyssey app, that's AUDACY, and listen to us from anywhere. Plus, go back and listen to anything that you may have missed. So if you missed Ty Law this morning, you can go back and listen to that. If you missed Mike Milbury on Bruins Thursday last week, you can go back and listen to that. Download the Odyssey app, and then you can take us wherever you go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With legalized sports gambling set to begin Tuesday here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, it appears that the four professional sports unions have either met with or expressed in written form their concern that the players and players' families could theoretically have their lives threatened by those who are going to be legally gambling sports-wise.
What? There's no issue anywhere else where it's legal. Why does everything have to happen here?
I know.
It's working perfectly fine everywhere else.
Yeah, it seems like it is. I mean, I don't know. Have there been cases where Shime or others are down on their luck a little bit and get especially aggressive in the direction of a professional athlete.
Yeah, I don't lose my mind on a player because I made a bad decision and I made a bad bet. Like, that's just, it's just blaming somebody else for you screwing up.
And people are already betting here. People are already betting. Reminder, yeah, there are bookies. There's everything else going on.
Yes.
You walk around, talk to a million people on the street in Boston, and they are betting illegally. Yeah. Were they so
worried about this happening at MSG when they legalized it in New York? Not so much.
Because that happened already. Didn't we like have a video of somebody saying how a guy blew a bunch of money for him in the game because he bet on him? I feel like we played audio of that where there was a situation where a player was getting yelled at.
I don't remember.
Yeah, there was audio. We played it at.
There have been players who have come out too being like, I don't care that you lost money because you bet on this or that, the other thing. That's not my concern. Stop DMing me. Stop this.
You know what it was? We had a guy call us and say that he goes hotter on players and screams at them when they lose games because he's bet on them losing money. That's all he was saying.
We also saw fantasy football guys that didn't get a touchdown on Twitter flipping out. But is this really surprising, Greg? We spoke with Nick Pivetta at Red Sox Winter Weekend, smart guy, and he's deathly afraid of a pitch clock. So, I mean, you can imagine how fearful they are of gamblers betting on them every day. I mean, it's such an overstep, and we're just... It's amazing, as Courtney alluded to, the rest of the world is doing something, but until it happens here, we have to really prepare for it.
I don't know what is the Mass Gaming Commission supposed to do about somebody who loses money on a game and is pissed off at those that are playing the game. I mean, hasn't that been the way it's gone? Legal or illegal gambling for a considerable amount of time.
Since the beginning of time.
Right.
When people started gambling in probably ancient Greece in the original Olympics, you don't think they got pissed at the athletes that didn't come through?
The gladiators,
like,
right.
Forever.
Guy lost a bunch of money on a gladiator he bet on.
Let me address Big Worm 100 directly in the Twitch chat, who says, Greg, be making stuff up. No, I mean, I think a simple Google search will alert you to the story, which is available this morning. Why would I make that up?
That would make me so upset if they have some type of delay. Yes. It's like I will lose my mind.
Nah, there's no way. I think they're just reaching. These are the people that don't want gambling. That's all it is. The people who didn't want it initially now are just trying a last second Hail Mary to see if they can, you know, or maybe the people that wanted it, see if they can get a little, you know how it is. Everybody needs a little, their hand greased a little bit more. Nobody's ever satisfied. So that's what it could be. And that's what I believe it is. It's probably whoever is head of this or has control of this is like, you know what? I need my palms greased a little bit more. You know what? We're going to throw out there until I get a couple extra kickbacks.
Concern about the families of
concern about
athletes.
The family. Yes. Yep.
What about the kids?
Exactly.
That's what Ken says.
Oh, my God.
As soon as they grease their palms, then the concern goes away.
Why do you pronounce it like that? You've said it like 16 times like that.
Like what?
Grease.
Grease their palms.
I just never heard it like that. Have you heard it like that?
Grease.
Yeah, like grease their palms. What do you say? Grease. We get
like grease lightning.
No, like grease their palms. You know what I mean?
I got it. It's my mistake. I hadn't heard it. I just the first 10 times I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I guess I never said grease their palms.
Sean, do you think they're good when it comes to those who've been gambling on online anyway? Do you think there's going to be a massive shift in where they do it?
Yeah, I mean, once it's legal here and you're able to do it, people will do it in their state because it's easier. It's more simple. You don't have to worry about going. You don't have to worry about offshore books and not getting your money and things like that, because the people in the state of Massachusetts will be held to certain legal standards, which is good for us and, you know, maybe not for other people. But like I think absolutely you'll see a ton of people start going to DraftKings and FanDuel and Bally and whatever other BetMGM, Caesars, whatever they're opening. Just see the giant place they're opening in Raynham. Partnered with Caesars Sportsbook. It's like a 30,000 square foot sports book and other things.
And
it's
a fine dining establishment while you are gambling.
Yeah, and it's going to be like the largest one in the country.
You get people, you'll get no matter what, but they're gearing it to people like myself.
Yeah.
Like, who maybe don't bet like that because they're too lazy, don't want to go here, don't want to go there. It's out of the state. Now they're having the comfort of being able to go right to my phone, which is in my pocket, and with the other thousands of apps that I have, click on my app, have my money all set up. I know it's legit. I ain't got to worry about nothing and do it right from there. Or if I feel like, you know what, I want to go watch the game in a certain atmosphere. Now, somebody like me who lives 20 minutes away from Encore, I go right into Encore. I go right into Win Sports Bet. I put my feet up. I grab me a roast beef sandwich from Frank and Nick's, and I sit down and I place some bets.
Just one?
Well, it depends on how many bets I place. And see, learning.
How many he wins.
What's the over?
and learning, like somebody who's learning betting, you can actually bet, and I didn't realize this, while the game's going on.
Wiggy's three-way parlay has to do with a roast beef sandwich, the way he likes it served.
It's Greek.
But I didn't realize that you can bet while the game is actually going on.
There's actually specific sites dedicated, like one of the mobile books that got approved is literally micro-betting. So theoretically, you're just betting on like every single pitch in a baseball game or anything
like that.
Courtney's
friend was micro-betting at the wedding.
Oh, did you see the guy in...
Doesn't explain why she came back for more.
Yeah, well, she didn't know that was it.
You could never get enough. You could never get enough of GL. Did you see the guy who put $5 down and won $72,000 on, I think it was like the Bengals or something over this past weekend? Yeah. So now to have that capability in our own backyard and it could be easy, it's for people like me. It's not the degenerates that they got
they're
a million.
Find it no matter what.
No matter what. It's like the diehard weed smokers.
Yep.
They'll get their weed anywhere, but the way that people are actually or taking advantage of the weed in Massachusetts is all the dispensaries.
Yep.
They're like liquor stores. Now it's like, oh, I can go in there and now I don't have to try to find a plug to get an ounce of weed.
We have to bring Nick Costos in to live bet something with us. Is he, what do you think? Do you think he has a rider? He probably has a rider. He probably requires.
Well, he told us he doesn't, remember?
Yeah. So, did he say he didn't?
Yeah,
he's
like, oh, it's not that bad. Yeah.
Just give him some M&Ms.
Yeah. No, I got to say, having been dealing with Nick and texting him and stuff about his appearances, very easy to work with. Very nice guy.
Yes.
He would be a wild person to watch if he put money down on a game during it. He would be.
We should do a show event at MGM, FanDuel, wherever we are supposed to go, and we pick a game against each other and live watch it with people. You know,
I'm like
sure
that.
He'd be heckling me and throwing things at me. I would always be above board and just be polite.
Anakin's, I think it brings more fans to games and like the more interest into sports because now I might be able to bet on, you know, maybe a sport that I don't watch as much, right? Maybe
or a crap bag Thursday night football game. For someone who isn't a diehard just football fan,
right,
when it's, you know, the Browns and the Broncos who are combined have 8 wins on the season, it's like, oh, I have some rooting interest in tonight's game.
No, the live betting is, it's addictive. It's a blast.
Live betting is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
And that's how I'm like.
You have to do it appropriately. Though.
And that's what you're betting during
that's
the game.
I would get in some serious trouble.
Yeah, it can be an issue.
So live betting is when you're betting during the actual game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're like, oh, well, I just lost that one, so let me try to make it back here.
Right.
Wait, and so that's the thing. And then this is something I say all the time, and anybody that wants to start gambling or is new to gambling, have a budget. It's just like if you're going to a casino, you set aside, you know, a couple $100 or $100 or $50, whatever your limit is, you set it aside. Once you hit your limit, you're done. Cash out, you're done. It is what it is.
Easier said than done, though, Chime. I have a limit every time I go into a store. Doesn't mean I follow it.
No. Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, you know, general rule of thumb, that's what you should try to do. That way, you know, you're not putting yourself in a crap load of debt.
And I have to say, casinos, having just been at one, really hard to take cash out. There's no options anywhere.
And the ATM fee is like $9.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was literally at the urinal and I could get cash. I was like, what is going on?
Bring what you can afford to lose and don't go to the ATM.
If you saw the two guys, this new rule, I guess because of counting cards or something, you can't enter a blackjack hand until it's done. So I sat down at a table, and it was like halfway through, so I just waited for 15 minutes. It was fine. I watched two guys lose like 10 grand each.
Oof.
They leave, and they're like, it looked like the most miserable experience alive.
Yeah, you can't sit down if in the middle of the shoe. You got to wait till the shoe's over.
That's crazy. That never used to be the case.
No, that's always been the case. You sit at the wrong blackjack tables.
Okay, well, I don't see color.
Okay, I mean, again, the blackjack hardos are the worst. Like,
oh, look, that's the rule, man.
I know, but
I didn't make the rule.
If I want to hit on 14, I'm going to hit on 14.
No, you're not.
I am.
I wouldn't say that.
No, you ain't. Not when you at the table with me.
Bastard.
Take your ass over there and go play roulette
I'm spending
or something.
My seat is just as good as your seat.
Nope.
Sorry.
It's like a community urinal.
No. There
are rules to how we do things here, right? So it's rules when you sit down at a blackjack table on, hey, we are all playing individually, but what you do can affect the table.
Well, good. Then if I don't want to hit, and then I do it, you better share your winnings with me. If we're all playing together, then you your winnings with me.
We're playing separate but together.
No.
Greg, you have never been more right. It's such a stupid argument. Then that would require the entire deck to be played perfectly. Because if one card's out of whack, then none of it matters
anyway. It's the rules of the game.
It doesn't matter. It's so annoying.
It's the rules of the rules of the game.
Rules of the game, though.
It's a game of chance.
No. We understand that. But there are specific rules that you do not hit on specific things.
Okay,
you don't hit on 14.
These rules?
Right? They're in any blackjack rule book. That's what we are following. We are following the rules. There are rules and laws put in place, right? When the light is red, you don't go through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rule.
If I want to hit on 14, I'm going to hit on 14.
Well, if you want to get jumped after the blackjack table.
You're going to get jumped.
You're going to get jumped.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to weigh in on the gambling thing a little bit. I'm not concerned about some of the players, but I got to say that the thing I'm worried about a little bit is the college game. And the referees in a lot of college games, a lot of these guys are doing it, and girls are doing it for extra money. But when you have people that can set their families up for the rest of their life and throw a couple games here and there, I got to tell you, that ex-governor of yours probably has the toughest job in America coming up, because there's going to be a lot of these cases where these college referees are going to throw games, or they're going to make calls down the stretch in order to win games for their family or set their families up for the rest of their life financially. Huh. And they can do it if there's enough money on the table and they're betting enough money.
But they could have done it. But, Dave, they could have done it before. You're just saying they're going to do it now because it's easier?
Well, when was there sports gambling years ago that wasn't?
There's sports in this town, though.
Right. Yeah. Wasn't there a big issue at BC?
Yeah. But it's legal now. So they have access to these websites where they can bet thousands and millions of dollars and make – so much money, and it's too much temptation. That I do background investigations, so when you're looking at backgrounds, a lot of the times you people who need clearances, it's because you look at the financial. You got to, what people are, it's just too much temptation. That's my fear.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing
with NIL deals, though, that kind of cancels out, doesn't it?
The players, it does. The players, it does.
But doesn't cancel the refs out.
Yeah, he's making the refs.
That's a good point.
Right, I understand that is a good point, but he's saying, okay, so now with it being legal. Right? So you would now need a company, FanDuel, BetMGM, whatever it is, to go, okay, hey, ref, we're going to give you $100,000, blow this game.
No, all he's saying is that a ref can now go online.
Right.
Or go to a legalized sports book.
Right.
Put a bet down, or the ref's family can, and then he throws the game.
And that gets tracked back to him. Like,
right.
You have to go through a very, like, substantial process to register with these books. Like, a lot of the times you have to take a picture of your license, you have to have three different verifications. In Vegas, you literally have to go to a casino so that they can hand you a card that then allows you to bet through the app.
Yeah, because they're not that, and I think, see, that's the thing Shime's talking about. I didn't know that, and I can understand why they do it, because now you just can't say, hey, Joe Schmo, go lay a bet for me, right. And then that's the referee who gives this guy money and then goes throws the game.
I just don't know why we're talking about it like this is a brand new thing.
Right.
If that was
Bingo.
The case, that would be happening everywhere else in the country where it's legal.
And it's far more regulated now than it was before. However, Tim Donaghy did this for years without any issue. And the NBA threw it under the rug. The leagues that pay the NBA covered it up. You saw that Netflix thing I showed you guys about over the summer. Like, it's gone on. It will always go on. Just like people will steal, people will do things. But this is not something that will become more rampant because of its legality. I actually think it will become less.
Because it'll be regulated.
Correct.
Better. Yeah.
Like, if I want to bet on the game, I don't have to call Billy the Shoes. I can go to FanDuel or wherever and place the bet.
All right, do you want to get the hot mic quick? Courtney and Wiggy were having a, I don't know how it started. How did that discussion start earlier?
What discussion we talked about?
I know.
Gaslighting?
Oh.
Oh. Damn, where did that start?
Yeah, how did that start? Did I say you gaslit me?
Oh, no, because I had said, you know, somebody had wrote this word in on like a text or something. And I was like, I don't get why all these words.
Oh, yes.
Are like, and then it's like emo, like I don't. You know, didn't know what it meant. And I'm like, I still don't know what gaslighting means.
All right, well, hot mic. we leave the mics on when Courtney and Wiggy are talking about nothing during the breaks. And here's how it sounded.
The hot mic was hot.
Who's TRF still in the Aretha Franklin, Natural Woman? Who's TRF? It's just people are upset that somebody wrote, look at TRF, whatever the that means. I hate when people do that shit, when they try to, like, shorten words or whatever. It's like the emo shit. I don't know what all that shit means. Still trying to figure out what gaslight means.
Gaslight's when you did something wrong and you twist it around to make it seem like the other the person you're talking to is, like, crazy. That's gaslight.
Yeah, is that what that is? Christian
in
loves
its most
saying
basic
it.
Form,
I'm like, gaslight. Who says gaslight? I'm like, I've never heard anybody say, yo, you gaslighting me.
Big right
now. Word of the year.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's the young white girl word, though. I ain't never heard any black person in my circle go, yo, son, you gaslighted me. I've never heard it.
Merriam-Webster, that was there.
I feel like it's the Taylor Swift community girls. The girls that Blake Griffin's hanging around with. I ain't never heard no black girl say it, and I damn sure ain't never heard no dude I know brother be like, yo, son, you gaslighted me. I never heard
this
it.
This is what just gives you a little insight into what I deal with in here during the commercial break.
I learn a lot. Like, yeah. Gaslighting was the word of the year.
It's definitely more of a female word.
White girl female.
Well, no, I don't think it's race.
My wife has never said, oh, you gaslighted me. I've never heard
that. You must not gaslight her then.
And I hear her talking to people and her black friends, and I never hear her go, you know, hey, you gaslighted so-and-so got gaslit. Is that what you say? They get gaslit?
You know, there's a fancy word. There's a fancy word for everything now. Stuff that
point.
Used to be just somebody was a jerk, yeah. But now it's gaslighting.
Like, I had no idea when she said you were emo. I was like, what the hell is that?
But you're gaslighting emo-ing. Has been more popular recently. It's always been around, but once there was a word to it, I looked back at plenty of relationships I've had in the past and like, that guy's gaslit me the entire time. They made me think I was crazy. I wasn't.
Did Pat Connaughton gaslight you?
No, he wasn't really. He was pretty honest. I had one boyfriend who like gaslit me to extremes.
Really?
Yeah, there was one night. We might be up against the clock. Do I have time to quickly?
Yeah, quick.
One night I was asleep in bed, thought he was asleep in his apartment three streets over, and I got a text from one of my friends who was in town visiting, and she's like, hey, aren't you dating so-and-so? I'm at his apartment. He's having a party.
What?
And I'm like,
And he told you he was asleep at home?
Yeah, and then he...
Oh, you were gaslit.
Yeah, and then I got mad, clearly, and he said, oh my God, you're crazy.
Wow.
What?
Oh, and then you believed
it.
Yeah, and then I was appalled. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So the gaslight is you believed it.
So sorry. Don't break up with me, please.
Oh, all right.
Loser.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So would it be accurate to say that Bill Belichick was gaslighting all of us when he said that Matt Patricia could be the offensive coordinator for this football team?
Would that be because we would have to believe it.
I did.
Oh, you did?
So he gaslit me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. By the way, total douche move. We don't have time, but it's popped up now 4 times on my Twitter feed. News and media personalities in Boston bitching about the gateway to book their steamship authority ferry for Nantucket. Like, know the room, people. Like, nobody gives a damn. Not even a little bit.
Are people going to Nantucket this time of the year?
No. You can. It's a big thing with booking the car ferry because people want to get their car over there, and it fills up fast, and people lose their minds about it.
Yeah. Nobody cares about your rough morning not getting a Range Rover.
Who would want a car on Nantucket? I mean, isn't the island like a?
No, it's big.
Isn't like a stone's throw away? Can't you just?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're going for like, I'm assuming that they're going for a couple weeks or something like that. They want to have a car. We can rent a car over there. Or what? I mean, yeah. I think it's.
Why do you have like a grocery store over there?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. How do you think people get their food? Like they live on.
Well,
an island.
I mean, but I thought it was like a small moms and pops type.
No, there's
of grocery.
No. There's two grocery stores. There's two legit groceries.
Yeah, is there a Walmart?
No, one for the help and one for the residents.
There's no Walmart. There's a CVS. There's no Walmart.
And breaking news, Antoine Antonio from Channel 5 just said, I give up with a bad gateway. I don't think she's going to get her car over.
Okay.
Rough day. Thoughts and prayers.
I didn't realize a lot of people brought their cars over.
People yesterday drove home in 4 hours of traffic to get home from work, and you're tweeting about your freaking car getting on a ferry to Nantucket in August. God in heaven.
Apparently there's, according to the Twitch chat, the reservations began this morning and the wait line was 12,000 long.
Yeah.
So 12,000 people trying to get their cars scheduled to go over to Nantucket.
And that's for the summertime?
I think the reservations recently just opened for Memorial Day, too, and people were posting all up in arms that they weren't going to go over for...
That tells me those people should not be living in Nantucket. Because if you can't afford to keep a car on the island, you don't need to be living over there. That's the way I look at it.
Well, some people rent a house for a month. And
then you shouldn't be over there. You can't afford to have a car.
But imagine being that tone deaf, that you think people give a damn about your status of booking a ferry to get your car on it in July.
Well, I think in some cases, people complain about things on social media so they can try to get themselves a little help from the organization.
Okay.
Chime did that when he was...
Remember
that? I didn't get any help.
No, you were trying
I'm not big
to.
Enough.
You had some issue with JetBlue or something. You were trying to get a little
assistance.
Oh,
yeah, we sat on the tarmac for an hour, and I was sweating because there was no air.
Right.
They weren't handing out refreshments, and I was hungry.
You were furiously at JetBlueing.
Yes, absolutely.
With the hope of receiving a few miles or perhaps a complimentary beverage.
Sure, but like at the same time,
you
I just wanted to vent my frustrations.
To be fair, you referred to yourself as the Prince of Pucks.
True, I did.
All right, well, get your cars there. Get them safely.
And, Greg, be sure tonight, if the hot seafood tower at Davio's is lukewarm, I want that on Twitter right away. I want you complaining publicly because everybody needs to know that you're being nourished properly.
Now, good Instagram story rant.
I told you, I go the there's a new chicken dish over. The chicken Milanese at Davio's is you-know-what's kiss, I'll tell you. It is my
I love their steak and cheese egg rolls.
The douche kiss.
I go to it because it has a salad on top. So it's got you can eat a little bit of the chicken and then eat.
Nah.
So meat salad on top.
Moo used to have a good chicken mayonnaise. They got it off the menu, which was a bummer.
Did they?
I like their
steak ta-ta.
Have we ever talked about a restaurant where the average entree is under $60 on this show?
Oh, yeah, yes, we talk about Lincoln all the time.
Yeah.
Greg was at Stats over
Lincoln
the weekend.
Doesn't count. Those ain't real restaurants. Stats,
Stats has sneaky good food.
Slide is good.
It's very affordable.
Yeah, that's affordable. It's but sneaky. Those ain't restaurants. Those are bars.
No, it's a restaurant.
No, it's not. Stop it.
Talking about Wiggy.
No, it's not. When we're talking about Moo or what's the place you just brought up?
Davio's,
Capital Grill. Those are restaurants. Lincoln and Stats, those are bars in Southie.
What about Loco?
That's a bar in Southie.
No, that is a restaurant.
Now you're gaslighting us. Stop gaslighting
you? How about you get out of Southie and you'll figure out that those are bars.
But I go all over the whole city.
Here we go.
All right? You're the Captain City Life over here.
Oh, Kevin Lemanowitz just got his car on the ferry. So we're good.
That's good news.
Get out of the seaport, Greg.
You go to Eastie and that's it.
I know I go all over.
He doesn't even go to Eastie. He lives in freaking the North Shore.
I live on the North Shore.
In a super affluent community with a 5,000 square foot home. And he tries to act like he's
not 5,000 square feet.
Yes, it is.
It looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it is a nice home.
Yeah. Try to act like you're Joe Q Public over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying get out of the seaport.
Wait, you spend every weekend in the seaport, you and Mrs. Wiggins.
Because I don't, listen, I gotta go to the seaport.
What do you mean? So do we.
That's the most ridiculous argument.
Get out of the seaport. Where we go after the seaport? We go other places.
All right, we gotta go.
Okay.
All right. You said it straight to the seaport.
We gotta go. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for watching on Twitch. Up next, it's Gresh and Foyer. And full discussion about the new offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. So that is coming right up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. It's got me lost in the hay. And all this moment depends on the records that the DJ plays. I'll be honest here, I'm exhausted. I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer. Nah. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.